In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 2nd Perek Masechet Avot. Mishnah begins, Afura agugolet achat shatzafa al pnei ha-mayim. So Hillel also saw a skull that was floating on the water. And he said, Amar lo, I said to it, Al da eteft atfuch v'sof mitifay chitufon. He says, because you killed and drowned somebody, you committed a murder and you drowned them in the river, atfuch, you also died of a similar offense, or died of a similar fate. V'sof, and in the end, Matifaych, those who drowned you, Yitufun, they themselves will be drowned. In other words, here the Midrash Shmuel is saying that this Mishnah could have said, because you killed, you were the victim of the murder. It didn't say that. It went to the specific details of the offense and shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paying this person mida keneged mida to the finest detail. Because you killed a person by drowning, and that person drowned was floating on the river, so to you, he was saying to this skull, you also were drowned and your skull is floating on the river. The difficulty with this Mishnah is this really hard and fast rule? If we go back through the history of murders, we can go back to the very first murder, when Cain killed Hevel. Who did Hevel kill such that that's the reason why he was a victim of this murder? So Rashi says, explains that really Hillel recognized the victim, he knew whose skull this was, and he also knew who the perpetrators of the crime were. So he's talking about this particular case, that because you were a murderer, you were involved in this way of life, you became a victim of murder, and those people involved in such crimes will also end up being killed as well. However, this, the Tosfianta says, no, we're just simply saying logic dictates. It's not a hard and fast rule that any murderer, that one might think, that the Mishnah seems to suggest, that anyone who's a victim of murder was a murderer themselves. It may be true that the victim of murder was decreed mishamayim, that person had to have that fate, had to die at the hands of this particular murderer. Nonetheless, what the Mishnah is saying, that logic dictates that this individual, the way that this Mishnah, that Hillel recognized this person that saw that he died of quite a violent death. So therefore he says it must be that you were all involved in this way of life, and those people in that way of life are also going to likely come to an end in a similar fashion. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Hu haya omer, Hillel again would say, Mar be basar, someone who eats in excess and becomes quite fat, fleshy, mar be rima, when it comes to his death, he will have more worms then, as his body decomposes. Katya has another answer that doesn't have to be just after death. It can even mean during one's life, that in eating in excess is considered unhealthy. The Mishnah now continues, Marbe Nachasim, one who has lots of property, masses, wealth, will Marbe Daga, he has a lot more worries in terms of how to maintain that wealth, and what to do with it so it doesn't get lost. Marbe Nashim, someone who has many wives, then we say Marbe Keshafim, the increase in witchcraft in his house. One explanation that Kati brings is that since there are more wives, it's likely that they might want to compete with one another and draw on this witchcraft. Marbe Shvachot, someone has many maidservants. Marbe Zema, there's more Znut, there's more relationships going on, forbidden relationships going on in the house. Marbe Avadim, if he has more servants, Marbe Gezer, there's more theft. And that is because it sounds like that when it comes to Avadim and Shvachot, Canaanite slaves and maidservants, they seem to be involved in these practices more than others. Mishnah continues, however, Mar betorah, if someone increases in learning Torah, then Mar bechaim, he increases more life. There's two explanations. One is a simple understanding, might say, what chaim are we talking about? It must be, according to B'rish Mol, Tom Mechaya Lamaba is generally referred to when it talks about life as a reward for particular mitzvah, it's referring to the next world. It's interesting, Reuben Shusha says, no, it even improves, it increases one's life in this world. One's attitude to difficulties is very much different once you're involved in Torah. So their life is increased, if you like. Maybe not length of days, but life is increased even in this world. Mishnah continues, Marbi Yeshiva, someone sits, one is simple, one is standing here, means in front of the Chachamim. Then he is Marbi Chochmah, he increases in wisdom having been in their company. A simpler understanding would be simply sitting Yeshiva, sitting and learning. The more one toils, the more he's going to increase his wisdom. Another understanding is Marbi Yeshiva means one has many Talmidim, the fact that it has many Talmidim in front of him, that's going to increase one's wisdom. Because they, with their questions and challenging the teacher himself, meaning the individual, the subject of this Mishnah, is going to increase in his wisdom. Mishnah continues, Marbe Eitzah, one who seeks much counsel, Marbe Tfuna. So by seeking counsel and asking questions and advice from Chachamim, he's owned Tfuna, his own insight, his capacity to understand Davar Mitoch Davar, to draw conclusions and infer from one matter to the next, will be increased. Mishnah continues, Marbe Tzdaka, Marbe Shalom, one increases in Tzdaka, he increases in Shalom, in peace, as the Pasuk says, Vaya Maaseh Tzdaka Shalom. And Mishnah continues, Kana Shem Tov, if someone acquires a good name, then that's a Kana La'atzmo, that's an acquisition that's purely for himself. Physical acquisitions ultimately aren't necessarily forever for that particular individual. According to one understanding of this Mishnah, it is passed down through inheritance. However, if one acquires a good name through Limud Torah and Chochmah and Tzedakah, that's something that's truly an acquisition that belongs to each individual and solely his. Kana lo Divrei Torah, as opposed to, as we said before, Marbe Torah, if someone acquires Divrei Torah now, Rashi sort of explained the differences here, what could be. However, it's a kana lo chaye haolam haba. In that situation, he acquires haolam haba. And this seems to support the opinion we saw in Ben Shushan before, when it says marbe to marbe chayim, that it wasn't talking to chaye olam haba, because he was saying kana divra torah, is referring to chaye olam haba. So he suggests that previously we were talking about olam hazeh, meaning improved life within this world, and when it says one acquires divra torah, goes to the next level up, and he makes it his actual kinyan, not simply just increase in Torah, but actually acquires Torah itself. That's when he acquires, if you like, Chaye Olam Haba. What's interesting here, just to comment, what we see here, that the Mishnah begins with certain things that are in excess are negative, and certain things that are in excess are actually positive. Why is that? The Meiri explains here, those things that are the tachlit, the purpose of why one is in this world, then the more one increases, the better. However, those things that are simply the means to an end, if one focuses on the means, then that's when it's considered destructive and negative. And it's almost built, as the Ovid says, it's built into the nature of the world, that if one increases in something that's simply the means, it's built into nature that that becomes destructive. It says it's marbe rima, it's marbe daga, increases worms, increases worries. Because again, one's got their priorities wrong, then I appreciate that those things, those physical things in this world, are a means to the ends of Marbe Torah, Chochmah, Eitzah, Tzedakah, and Divrei Torah. Those are the Mishnah today.